We have Victor Abbott, Leslie Cowley, Keith Davidson, Paulus Nurenda, Cheryl Langdonor, Sokol Haksho, Yangam Lee, Suleiman Umtanaga, Ron Sherwood, Peter van Roster, Jan Chang, Hong Su, and from staff we have Bart, Christina, and myself. And can I just ask who just joined? Becky Burr. Hello, Becky. So we have Becky Burr as well.
Okay. Thank you for that, Gabby. And welcome.
So we have no one from North America.
Okay. Noted. We have apologies from Byron already, don't we?
Shall I run through the apologies as well?
Please.
So we have apologies from Byron Holland, Hiro Hota, Han Chuan Lee, who might join later, and Vikam Pisane.
Okay. Thank you for that, Gabby. Okay, let's move straight on then to the minutes of the Council teleconference on the 28th of August. Can I ask if anyone has any amendments to suggest for those, please? No, in which case we will take those as agreed. Thank you very much. Gabby, if you want to walk us through the actions, please, before I ask if anyone else has anything else to raise.
Yes, sure. They are here. Okay, so action 7601, Peter van Roster to follow up on the plans to have the CCNSO GAC panel discussion at the Toronto meeting. Peter?
Yes, thanks, Gabby. No updates since our last conversation. Just as a reminder, I discussed this with Heather. She thinks it's a good idea, but she didn't have she wants to think about how we would put this in reality, and I haven't spoken to her since. So I will follow up this week, and I will let you know if anything moves on that.
Okay, thank you. And we have action 7. Sorry,
that's fine.
Action 7602. Gabriella should take to post the timeline for the upcoming council elections on the council email list for approval. That's done. Then action 7603, Gabriella should take to announce the new capacity study group volunteers on the council email list for approval. That's done. Action 7604, Gabriella should take to introduce a discussion on alternatives to the CCNSO dinners on the council email list. That's done. And will be discussed later. Action 7605, Bart Boswinkle to recirculate the draft CCNSO Council SSR statement on the Council email list for final comments to be made within the next 24 hours. Bart, that's done. And Action 7606, Bart Boswinkle to circulate the amended CCNSO statement guidelines on the Council email list for approval. That's done. And Action 7607, Bart Boswinkle to circulate the CCNSO response to Bertrand de la Chapelle on new GTLD impact on the council email list for approval, and that's done. And Leslie, I know we had Roloff and Fernando joining. Can I ask, did someone else join in the last minute?
Yes, Dottie did.
Hello, Dottie.
Hello.
Greetings, Dottie, Roloff and Fernando, and thank you for those updates, Gabby. And just to confirm on the last one, that was circulated for approval and has been subsequently sent to Bertrand as well.
Leslie, this is Bart.
Yep.
May I make a point for clarification on, say, Peter's action point regarding the CAC meeting?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I think that was mentioned during the last call as well. It looks like the CCNSO is one of the few SOs, ACs, who will have a meeting with the GAC and CCNSO with the GAC. So that's one. One of the items that was proposed, because we had to forward a tentative agenda, one of the items that was proposed was, say, a co-presentation by SIDN and the Dutch government on how they cooperated to promote DNSSEC. So that's already a new format, falling back on, say, something we did way in the past, say, having one GAC representative and CCNSO representative doing a presentation together.
Okay.
Thank you, Bart. That's incredibly helpful. Yes, I mean, just for colleagues' information, the GAC are taking a whole day from their agenda for a high-level meeting, which, of course, has squeezed everything else in the week. So we're one of the few SOs and ACs who survived on the GAC agenda as a separate meeting, which is fantastic. And I just support the idea of having the joint presentation. I think in terms of beginning to change the nature of our engagement with the GAC, that would certainly be a step forward.
Hi, this is Peter. So does that mean that we would not try to have a panel discussion since that joint presentation already taking up time? We postponed for Beijing?
I think it's certainly worthy of a further discussion with Heather, Peter, and if it makes sense, join you on that, then we could work out the logistics of what we can do in Toronto and also start to lay the ground for what we could do in Beijing. That would be particularly helpful.
Okay.
Is that
I'll
okay with
I'll take it up
with
her. Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, Peter, the reason for making this remark is so, first of all, everybody is aware of, say, some changes, and secondly, we've been pushing for change, and further changes to make it more lively would be very welcome, of course. But I think the Toronto meeting is, it's already very, very close.
Okay.
Thanks, Mark.
Let's leave both of you to have a conversation with Heather, and we can bring in some changes for Toronto and some more in Beijing. That would be fab. Let's see how far we can get taking the GAC with us, of course. Okay. Anybody,
thanks.
Anything else to raise from that meeting that we haven't covered or are not going to cover otherwise on the agenda? Nope. Thank you very much. In which case, let's move on to the update section of the meeting. First of all, the update from me as chair. So as you will have seen on the list, we've made a number of submissions from the CCNSO, from the council. I've also been liaising with Heather as chair of the GAC regarding this high-level meeting that I mentioned, where myself and all of the other SO and AC chairs will be making presentations. It's my understanding that the GAC were hoping that this meeting would include ministerial presence from a number of countries. I know the UK minister has been invited and is still hoping to attend in Toronto. I'm not sure how many other countries will be able to be there. But the planning for that has taken some time. And that will probably take out the Monday of the ICANN week for a number of people. And I've also had a number of various calls and emails with some of you, stroke all of you, and the secretariat. So that's my brief highlight. Happy to answer questions on any of those. No? In which case, let's move to vice chairs, and we have apologies from Byron, so we only have Keith.
Thanks, Lissy. Other than FOI working group matters, I haven't been doing very much since the last call, but probably the main thing is a bit of work on the Toronto CCNSO agenda for things that I'm interested in, including liaising with Vanita Harris, who's coming along to do a session on the new IANA contract, and I understand she's just attended the centre meeting and done a presentation with them on that topic. So I might follow up with Peter if that has happened or is about to happen and get some feedback on that. But other than that, business as usual for me.
Thank you, Keith. Any individual council members?
Yes, Leslie, hello, this is Rudolf.
Hi, Rudolf.
I'm sorry, there's probably a bit of background noise, but I'm in the car. Two things. We've received an application for CCNSO membership from Rwanda, but so far there's been something wrong with the application, and Gabi has asked them to correct it. Gabi, I don't know if there's any latest news. Have you received the corrected
I received an email that they have sent the corrected version, but I never received it, so I'm following up on that.
Okay. Thank you. And the second thing is, one of the spin-offs of the Prague meeting are the so-called budget process strategic planning ad hoc sessions. There was one in Prague, there have been two phone calls. The objective of those sessions is to improve the strategic planning process. I know that Byron is involved as well. And I think I'll probably report back to you during the Toronto meeting on any progress.
Thank you very much. And I hear we might have another member application coming from somebody in Europe. I was in an exchange of emails with them yesterday, and I'm hopeful. Just keep you busy.
That's interesting.
Excellent.
Okay.
Any other councillors? Okay, let's move on to the regional organisation. Ah, sorry, who was that?
Paulos here.
Hi, Paulos.
From me, I was put in as chairman of the AFTLD, so I'll be heading AFTLD from now on.
Congratulations, Paulos.
Can we say congratulations?
Thank you.
I was going to make some comment about you not being busy enough, but obviously it's good that you can find some time for that as well. Anyone else? Okay, thank you. Let's move on then to the regional organisations. Peter, I know you're on the call. Shall we start with Centre?
Yes, nothing relevant for this particular audience. They're busy, have a regular meeting. We're trying something that we haven't done before, that is bringing in an external consultant to help CCTLDs think about the future and help them or guide them through finding trends for the next couple of years. If anything relevant comes from that, we'll be very happy to share during the CCNSA meeting in Toronto.
Thank you very much. So that's very, very good, and we look forward to hearing further. Barak, I think Barak's on the call.
I didn't have Barak noted. I'm not sure. Is he in the Adobe room? Yeah, he is in the Adobe room. Sorry.
In the Adobe room. He's now typing. He's saying, I am on.
Oh.
That's right. But we don't have him in sound, I think. He can hear us. Well, that's a start. Let me move on, Barak, and we'll see if we can sort out the sound issue in the meantime. Jan, I think you're on the call. Nope. Do we have an update from Jan at all? And we have Barak typing now. This could get interesting. I don't think we have Carolina on the call, Gabby.
No.
No. Okay. So Barak, through the Adobe chat room, has advised that his update is that AFTRD have a new executive committee, as mentioned by Paula. Okay. Let's move on to the staff update then, please. Barak? Want to go first?
No, nothing from my end. Gabby, Christina?
No, nothing from me.
Well, nothing from me.
Given the impression it's been very quiet, so I happen to know otherwise. Okay, let's move on then to item 4 on the council election. Gabby, if we could have a brief update for the council, please.
Yes, I'm first going for the regular nominations. So we have a nomination for every region except North America. We have no nomination there at all. So and nominations are closing next Monday. So could our North American councillors please do something about that? For all the other regions, I have a nomination and at least one to comment. So for the African region, it's Nathahagia Abibu. Sorry about the pronunciation. Nathahagia has been both nominated and seconded. For the Asia Pacific region, it's Keith Davidson has nominated and seconded. For the European region, Leslie Cowley is nominated and seconded. And for the Latin American region, Luis Diego Espinosa from Costa Rica has been nominated and seconded. And as I said again, the North American region, could I ask you to do something about that? Otherwise, we will have to extend the nomination period. So I need a nomination and a comment by Monday.
Donny, you and Byron and Oscar and I need to talk, I think.
Thank you, Becky. I was just going to suggest something similar.
Okay, and then we have the extra nominations for Johannes seat, and we actually have two nominations there. One is Katrina Sataki and the other one is Andrei Kolesnikov, and both have been nominated and seconded, so there will be an election in this region for this seat, sorry. And that's it.
Excellent. And the close on both of those is Monday, or are they different?
Can I ask you one question?
Who is the person stepping down in North America?
Fernando.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to him. Oh, what?
No, nothing.
Okay. All right, I'll work on that.
We'll leave the North Americans to converse amongst yourselves, but hopefully we can find somebody on the continent. That would be lovely.
Okay.
Thank you very much for that, Gabby. Any other comments or questions? Okay, let's move on then to our first of many attachments, item 5, the GNSO working group on consumer trust and choice and metrics and so on. And we have a background paper on this item, which was sent out with the distribution of papers. And we have some options, as per usual, as to how, as a CCNSO, we would like to respond to this, either in the form of a council letter, a CCNSO statement, or our own statement procedure, or just not comment at all. But was there a recommendation on this? Yes, there was. There was that we provide advice through the CCNSO SOP statement procedure. Can I have any comments or questions on that proposal, please, or indeed support?
Leslie, may I add something to this?
Mm-hmm.
I've been in touch with some of the GNSO's support staff, for the council to know it has been discussed at the GNSO council, but it was introduced by the cross-community working group on the consumer metrics. So they haven't taken up their own position yet, and they hope to do so at the GNSO Council meeting in Toronto. So that's why I've included as an advice to defer a formal statement and only once the position of the GNSO Council itself is clear, and we had a chance to discuss it with the cross working group or with the working group and with the council.
Understood. So do we, surely we could create a group that would then hear the GNSO opinion on this? Yeah. Okay.
Or tentative, yeah.
Anyone have particular feelings on this at all?
Hello, Leslie, this is Rudolph.
Hi, Ronald.
Well, I support the proposal to use the present document as a starting point for a CMSO command or statement. But I have a question before that, and that is, as far as I could find, ICANN itself, ICANN, the corporation, did not come up with any draft document or written approach they envisaged, and they just asked the open question, can the community please advise us on this matter? Is that correct, or is there a document that ICANN is asking are commensable?
So this is a result from a board resolution, I think, from 2010. And it was particularly aimed at, say, all the SOs and ACs come up with recommendations, which will be used, as is in the notes, for further consideration by the board. So this is...
But there wasn't a proposal to push back against.
No.
Is it just me? Because I remember that from all over the community, when we started the discussion about the new GTLD program, there was a lot of doubt expressed about will ICANN reach its objectives of more choice, competition, and innovation. And notwithstanding those expressions of concern, so to speak, ICANN pushed through with the program with minor changes in the major aspects of the approach. And I think it's quite strange that ICANN is now, without any background document, asking us for recommendations on how they can measure that this program will reach its objectives. If they are not sure how to measure it, how can they be sure that it will reach its objectives, and how did they ever decide to go along? Or am I not making any sense?
You are making sense. I'm not sure if we have an answer that makes sense, but then maybe that's my personal view.
But then may I suggest that one of the major items of our reaction to this request for advice is that we think that it should be ICANN first who comes up with a proposal on how they want to approach this. Because in the end, it was their decision to go on. It was the board that decided to go on with this whole program. And I'm sure that they must have had in mind ways to make sure that they reached the objectives and how to determine that they did. So I would suggest that we push part of the question back to them first and say, listen, you come up with a proposal and we will react to that and we will add our insights. I find it difficult to accept that they don't have any ideas from themselves at first.
Rudolf, this is Bart.
Hello, Bart.
And Leslie, may I suggest that we record Rudolf's notes and that it will be, say, if the drafting team is formed, that it will be introduced to them as a thought for further discussion and clarification. A question to be included on say when reviewing the work of the metrics working group as well.
I mean, Rodolf has a very good point, though. I would like to think that this strange way around of doing things is part of the result of the change of CEO, and certainly we can make the constructive point that rather than starting with a blank sheet, it would have been helpful for some initial thinking to have come from ICANN, particularly as this was one of the issues that was in the affirmation of commitment, which of course was quite some considerable time ago, and as you know, ICANN's already embarked on the program in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that might be something that could be incorporated in our response, Ronald?
Yeah, that was what I suggested.
Okay. Rodolf, does that address your concern? Well, it addressed us saying your concern.
Yes, it does. Sorry, I had my mic off. So I was responding, but you never heard me. But yes, it would.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. So does anyone object to formulating a CCNSO statement on this issue, either in Adobe or otherwise? Can I take that as passed then, please? I'll take that as passed. Moving on then to the much more controversial issue of CCNSO dinners. And although I wasn't on the last call, I was able to listen to the call afterwards. And as I had suspected, this was of interest to a number of you. We have an updated paper from the Secretariat, and the proposal in that paper is that we trial, and also from email list, of course, that we trial for Beijing and the meeting after that this new change of format that in effect is cocktails and snacks. Can I have anyone who would like to speak to that recommendation, please? Gabby, I don't know if there's anything you wanted to add.
I just wanted to add, I haven't actually updated the paper yet because I wanted to have the, you know, final reactions from this call, but I added to the attachment, it was Keith Davidson's email, where he suggested that we go ahead with the trial of two dinners in 2013 and then make a final decision. So I wanted first to hear your, because the reactions I saw on the email list seem to be in support of this, but I just, before updating the paper, I actually wanted to hear the council's view on this call.
Yeah, I did see a number of expressions of support for Keith's proposal on the email list. Anyone else wish to comment?
Well, you know, we part of what was said in that report was really not true. We always have had, well, they used to be called CCTLD dinners, but we've always had dinners at meetings. And they used to be, a number of them were quite informal, and some of them included a lot of people, and often someone stood up and paid the bill. They weren't formalized the way the Paris one was, but there have always been dinners. And there was always an ADCOM dinner, which was the equivalent of a dinner for council members and their wives, if they were around. So it happened in the way of being very casual. It was, let's go out to dinner on Wednesday night, and somebody found a place and everybody went, and then you paid your own bill. So I don't think it needs to be so formalized. It just got a reputation for being great.
It did indeed, and I remember those early ones very well. I think the numbers are rather different now compared to then, Dottie.
Say that again?
I was just saying I remember those dinners very well. I think one of the differences now is that the numbers are rather different. So I'm sure Gabby will remind me of the numbers for the Prague dinner.
We had 160.
Well, but they're only, but the numbers are only different. The numbers
Sorry.
Are different because other people than CCs go to the dinner.
No, Dottie. Well, I would say the vast majority of CCs. We do invite some ICANN staff, which we think could be useful for, you know, for integration, such as IANA staff, but we do not really invite anyone except CCNSO members. In some cases, non-CCNSO members, if we think, if we have some spare space, but we do not invite anyone else.
Well, I know, but that's pretty hard to get up to 160.
Obviously not.
There's over 120 members now, I think.
Yeah, but they don't all go to the meetings.
No, but
quite they often. Sometimes count them with 10 people, so...
Yeah, quite often 3, 4, 5 people per CCTL.
Okay.
And
so I mean, I'm concerned we don't let this take over the complete call. Dot is right. The background, it depends where, obviously from where you start, but the background was of something quite relaxed and informal. And because of numbers or other things, we seem to have moved to a more formal arrangement. I think the numbers is the thing that for me is the key difference between then and now. And of course, we do have not every CCNSO member attends, but also a number of registries attend with 2, 3, 4 more people, which of itself, of course, increases numbers. I had a comment from Barak on the Adobe room to say he supports the cost proposal. It's much more effective and easier to manage than as a complex. And there's also a comment from Hong that any format that could accommodate the entire CCGRD community deserves support, in my humble opinion. Anyone else?
This is Becky. I support the proposal.
Thank you, Becky. And I think Stockwell is typing, and he supports the proposal too. I think this seems to have support. What I would suggest is that we trial for both Beijing and the meeting afterwards, and then as a council, review getting external feedback from attendees after the trial 2 times, what they would prefer going forward. Shall we attempt to move forward on that basis? Anyone again? Nope, I'm hearing silence, which is good. Let's give it a try, but I will certainly, Gabby, we need to find some time on the Toronto agenda to talk with CCNSO people about this change and give them the background and obviously seek their support for the trial and ask for their feedback in advance. If we can find a spot to do that, either in the
I have reserved some time for that, so it's okay. On the agenda.
I'm assuming it may take other people a while to get used to the idea, being as they are so popular, which is, of course, a good thing. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for that. Let's move on then to the proposed changes to the CCNSO statement guidelines, for which we have a proposed new document. And I think I saw a red line somewhere as well. Bart, did you want to speak anything to this?
No, it's just say Vika sent around some changes, suggestions, and I've included some of his suggestions, so that's in the red line, and some comments on his proposals. They were broader than the original idea of adjusting the guidelines, so... we've included it again in the agenda. So that's all to it. And I think the changes speak for themselves.
Okay. And was Zika happy with the changes? I know he's not able to be on the call today.
Yes. It includes all the changes. He hasn't responded to the comments yet. But these were not major changes, and I've added comments for clarifications. And say his major one was already addressed in the guidelines.
Thank you, Bar. Okay. Does anyone have any comments or questions on these proposed new guidelines, then, please?
No, I haven't.
Excellent. Thank you. Anyone again? Silence is golden. Thank you very much, everybody. We'll take those as the new guidelines, and of course, we can always update them again if they don't do what we want them to do. Let's move on to working group updates, item 8 on our agenda. I know we have the first is the finance working group, but we don't have Byron on the call. Has he delegated anyone else to provide an update from the Finance Working Group, or is anyone going to volunteer, please? That's a no, then. Okay. I will ask, Gabby, if you could ask Byron to possibly give us an email update just so council members are aware, please. That would be helpful.
Leslie, this is Byron.
Sorry?
Yeah, I can provide a brief update, say, to the Finance Working Group. They had a call since the last council meeting to report on the meeting of Olaf, you and Byron with Xavier Calves, the CFO of ICANN, and that was discussing what happened since the Prague meeting and what, say, the implications of not having the expense area grouping available. And Byron was seeking support from the Finance Working Group to move forward down the path explored with Xavier. And I think there was general support with from the working group, but there were some questions again about the monetization and how to progress this, the monetization of a value approach. And that will be discussed by the Finance Working Group in Toronto again, and the community will be informed.
Okay. Thank you. That was very helpful. There is quite a bit of community interest in this matter. So
And again, say this is on the agenda for Tuesday morning, scheduled the agenda for Tuesday morning.
Okay. Thank you very much, Bart. Anyone, any questions or comments on the Finance Working Group, please? No, in which case let's move on to the FOP Working Group. Roloff.
Yes, hello, Leslie. To be brief, we didn't do anything useful since the last meeting. There's nothing for us to work on at the moment, apart from my short feedback on the ad hoc session that I gave at the beginning of the meeting.
In which case, then, you'll be delighted to know an updated version of the strategic plan was issued this morning, I saw.
Ah, okay. I should have known that, but I have to admit I didn't.
Well, obviously, they heard you had nothing to do.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay, so we will look into that. I'll report back on that during our next meeting.
Thank you very much. Okay. Moving on. Keith, the Framework of Interpretation Working Group.
We continue to slowly make progress currently. We're stuck on the topic of revocation and what might be meant by revocation in ARC 1591. It's been quite a long and slow process to get a degree of consensus from the working group, but I think through some sterling efforts by Vicky and Red Smith, and just lately we seem to have made a couple of breakthroughs in the last couple of meetings, so I'm reasonably confident we'll finish this topic during Toronto and move on with our final bits of getting a terminology paper together. Other than that, there are a couple of outstanding matters that I need to attend to in terms of the GAC input and feedback on significantly interested parties and one other minor issue with the GAC, which I am looking at with urgency so we can get those items addressed in Toronto as well. That's it for me.
Thank you very much, Keith. Obviously, continued lengthy work, so thank you to you and Becky and others involved. Anyone, any questions or comments, please? Okay, let's move on. I'm not sure if we have Jan on the call. I know I heard her join earlier. Do we have an update from the Joint CNSO, CNSO, IDN Working Group.
Hi, Leslie. I'm here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, we can hear you.
Okay. Sorry I missed the chance to update the regional update. But actually, I would like to talk about Jack first. During our last Jack conference call, we did discuss our Jack charter issue. We would like to make this working group as an ongoing working group, since the three items working group has been working on will be more like a long-term project at ICANN. So we would like to, to be an ongoing working group to provide guidance to the self-implementation team and look out for implementation process. So we would like to ask the council for the continuation on this working group based on the following through with the three item rather than pointing towards specify a report to be created. Also, we'll be discussing the way the JAG works right now. We would like to change the way the JAG is used to work. Since we started the initial report on universal acceptance, we would finish the final report on the universal acceptance. But after that, we'll be more reactive and watch the work from the SAS team to respond or bring the attention to the two councils. So basically, that's what has been discussed during the last conference call.
Okay, thank you, Jan. Any questions or comments, please? So maybe I could just ask one, Jan. So does that mean you're going to come back to both of the councils with a new charter, timeline, and work program?
We've been discussed, the necessity if we need to change the charter. Actually, the conclusion is probably we don't need to change anything in the charter. We just want to ask the council, to our, continuation of the working group. That's pretty much it, to keep it simple. But if the council, feel we should change the charter, probably we just get rid of the closure of the working group. That's paragraph. That's it.
Okay. So I assume that that will be coming back to us in Toronto.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's move on then to the Joint Security and Stability Working Group. Bart?
Yes, Cheryl, please add anything if you think I miss anything. The DSSA has been discussed, published its phase one report, which is still open for comment, and even if you support it, please send in your comments. That's because the working group is really looking for feedback, so that's one. The second thing is the working group has been is working on mapping out overlap and gaps of all the organizations and entities involved in DNS security and stability, and looking, trying to map out the mandates of the different groups and understand if there are overlaps and gaps in what they're doing. And again, this is to inform the community. And the third major item, which will be discussed currently, is trying to identify the overlap between the work of the DSSA and the Board Risk Framework Committee, especially what the contractor will do in future. And based on that, say, whether the role of the DSSA should change to avoid overlap and to synchronize the activities. So they've been very busy.
Glad to hear that. Thank you, Bart. Any questions or comments for Bart on the DSSA, please? No? Okay, let's move on. The next one is the Meetings Program Working Group, and I'm aware that the speaker isn't on the call. Bart, do you have an update from the Programs Working Group, or Gabby?
Yes. The Meetings Program Working Group hasn't met, but we're still working on updating the agenda. There will be an update this week with more details, because there is a draft agenda out there, but it's very rough. This week we will fill it with more details, but if you want to have see what's the skeleton agenda, it's there, and updates are to come. So there's work going on in the background, although the working group itself haven't met.
My email mail the council when the most final agenda is issued.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Could you possibly email the council just to alert us when the final agenda is issued, or the almost?
Yes, I can email you when we have a decent agenda, because I don't think that there will be many, you know, small changes done up until last minute. But I think when we have most details up there, I will email you.
Gabby, that's very helpful. Okay. Moving on then to the study group on the use of names, countries and territories. Matt Youngham.
Yes, I'm sorry that I sent you the update just before our meeting, but there hasn't been much activity except for a meeting, teleconference on September 12th, just to touch base. And note that the UNESCO sent us a list of the countries that were selected to be included in the survey. We're still waiting for the survey. The final date of the survey has not been purposefully not been set, and we're going to keep trying to encourage more participation.
Okay. Thank you, Yanam. We await the long-awaited survey. Anyone, any questions or comments for Yanam, please? Okay. Moving on. The next is the capacity study group. Did we have Fernando on the call?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Fernando.
The update is we've had we do have regular meetings every 2 weeks, and we just had one this past Friday. And thanks to Bart and Gabby's guidance, we are making progress as far as identifying the types of requests that the CNSO gets, and then one of the issues that we're working on next, and Bart and Gabby are gonna help us put together a table that will help us categorize the different types of requests that the group gets, and then we're going to need to work on how to prioritize those requests, because the CCNSO does get a lot of different requests with timelines or deadlines associated with them. We do have a conference call scheduled for 2 weeks from now, and we are continuing to work. It seems that, I don't know if I missed the last CCNSO meeting, I apologize for that, but it seems that we're not going to be able to finish this study, this second phase of the study group by the Toronto meeting, so it will need to be extended. But we are making progress, and we do plan to have a face-to-face meeting in Toronto.
Okay, thank you very much, Fernando. Any comments or questions for Sando, please? No? Okay, and I should say I noticed on the chat room that Cheryl, in respect of the study group on country names, was talking about some of the surveys already started to come in, apparently. Okay, so moving on to the ICANN outreach program. Focal, hopefully we've dialed you in by now.
Leslie, do you hear me? Because I cannot hear you very well.
I can hear you perfectly, Focal.
Okay, very good then. I'll go ahead. We had a working discussion on September the 6th. We were presented with the metrics of activities for in-reach and outreach activities. And the idea was to go through those metrics, discuss, and see if they made sense or not. So we had the name of the activity, for example, the scope, the outcome, members, etc. And the whole idea was that through this meeting we can start a process of improving such metrics. So the metrics, the idea of the metrics was accepted in principle with the concept of going and simplifying it and making it a bit better. And also an idea was thrown out for ICANN perhaps to start a process of creating a list of organizations that might be worth investigating as organizations that would be able to collaborate and help ICANN with the in-reach and outreach idea. So kind of a mapping of a population of potential ICANN stakeholders. So this was thrown as a good idea, as something that might help in the process. As a follow-up, the idea is of having outreach session in Toronto. Still, I don't have an indication whether that's set or not, but then we'll continue on this discussion also in Toronto. I think that's all for my part.
Thank you very much, Sokol. That's most appreciated. Any questions or comments for Sokol, please? Okay, thank you. Let's move on then to the public comments. Keith, do you have an update, please?
No, sorry. Vika and I were due to talk about this, and I failed to catch up with them, so sorry, no update.
Okay. If there is anything when you have talked, perhaps you could send that to the list.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, Keith. And lastly, but by no means least, then, the ICANN Academy Working Group, Tom.
Well, thank you. I've really one important update from the Academy Working Group. The pilot leadership projects have been cancelled for Toronto meeting because the Academy Working Group cannot reach consensus over the curriculum in very short notice of the ICANN staff. We will have a three-hour meeting in Toronto to discuss the next steps, and hopefully we can reach consensus in Toronto, so move the pilot leadership projects to Beijing early next year. Back to you, Leslie.
Okay. Thank you, Hong. It's a shame to hear that won't be moving forward with Toronto, but we will see for Beijing. Any comments or questions for Hong, please? No? Okay. We'll await further updates on everybody for those. Then next we have the liaison update. Ron, thank you very much for your link to the work from the at-large. Was there anything particularly you wanted to highlight to the Council, please?
Nothing in addition to that report, other than since I sent the report last week, the ALAC has presented a communication concerning the SSAC report, in which essentially they support the contents of the SSAC report and find serious and well-grounded issues derived from the use of dotless domains, specifically concerned that dotless domains may not work as expected in some cases. And they are therefore recommending that ICANN should explicitly prohibit .less domains in contracts with organizations that obtain the delegation from UGT.
Okay, thanks for that. I saw that was subject to quite a bit of press comments. Cyril, did you have anything to add? And also, does anyone else have any comments or questions?
Leslie Cheryl here. The only thing I would add is sort of preemptive that we do, of course, as Ron well and truly knows, have a meeting following this one in a little while. But I expect that one of the affirmative and supportive statements that will be coming from the ALAC, at least based on the input from our IDN liaison, will be a very much a thank you for the great job being done so far on the IDN CCTLD PDP draft. But there is still a residual concern about variants, but more details on that when the statement is released. Thanks, Leslie.
Okay. Thank you. I guess this is the appropriate point to mention that we've been trying to get the ALAC and CCNSO a little bit more joined up and well connected. So obviously, through both of your work, we are. And I think, my memory serves me rightly, we were trying to organise a meeting of the ALAC Council and the CCNSO Council in Toronto. Gabby, I might need reminding as to whether we were able to pull off that diary challenge.
Sorry, I was on mute. Yes, I think you agreed on meeting. I can't remember exactly when. I have to double check that, but I think something was set up.
I think it might have been. This is a test if you're still paying attention. Yes, I think it was. I just can't remember what day it was on. For the life of me.
I can't remember when, but I'm pretty sure it exists, Leslie. This is Cheryl.
I will double check this for you.
Exactly.
I just respond Pavlovian-like to my calendar reminders, you see, during meetings. So I don't try and remember. I just do what my phone tells me to do.
Lovely. Okay. Let's move on then. The GNSO update was sent to the list earlier today. Sorry, I was speaking over something.
Yeah, Leslie, this is Roloff. Sorry to interrupt you, but I have to go to my next meeting. So I excuse myself. There's one thing I had hoped to be able to bring in during at the end of the meeting, and it is how we are going to prepare for our meetings with other constituencies in Toronto. So if you have a discussion on this at the end of the meeting, I'll get it from the minutes.
All right. Preparing for meetings with others, I'm assuming we're having our normal let's prepare for what we're doing this week meeting of the council. Is that your question? Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you very much. Sorry. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Rollo. Okay. So, sorry, GNSO, we have the update from Hang Shuan sent to the list earlier today. I know he was trying to join us on the call. I don't know if he was successful in the end. Nope, doesn't sound like it. Anyone, any questions or comments on the GNSO update that we will relay to him later? No? Okay. Let's move on then. So our next meetings are on the 17th of October, the 20th of November, and the 11th of December. And any other business, we have two items then. Firstly, a request for topics for the public forum. And secondly, if I just could roll off correctly, a reminder that we will need to meet to coordinate what we're doing as a council during the week in Toronto. So firstly, the topics for the public forum. Did anyone have any suggestions? No. Okay. So I will liaise with the secretariat and vice chairs to see if we can come up with some ideas.
Leslie, can I just say that?
It was only me left on the call. Gabby.
Sorry. Yeah, Leslie, I just want to say that prior to the Prague meeting, the council came up with two topics, internet governance and future of the DNS and new domain name trends, which was forwarded to Lise, but a little bit too late, so she wasn't too happy about that. So I said that we would forward this again for the Toronto meeting then. So if these two topics are still okay with you, I will forward this again to her. That was internet governance and future... Sorry?
What is her deadline for comments, Gabby?
I don't really remember the deadline for this one. We're well on time this time, but I just wanted to remind us these two topics were kind of still open.
I think it's the fourth of
October. I've just looked at her email. The deadline is Monday. So actually, that does mean we ought to decide on something now. I suspect those two topics are fine. I wonder whether we also ought to add the strategic plan. I know it only came out this morning, but I had a quick skim read, and it would surprise me immensely if the TNSO didn't have anything to say on the plan.
It seems to me that both of those topics are very general.
They are indeed, Dottie. How would you improve them?
Well, what do people have in mind by internet governance? I mean, that's a world's worth of... I mean, I'm very interested in what, you know, the what the UN is going to do and what... and how that plays out, but I don't know if that's what they... if that's what the intent of that question was, because it doesn't identify any kind of detail.
So I think the original intent was to just list subjects that are important to think about, and you're quite right. This subject was linked to what are the UN going to do, and also, if my memory serves me correctly, whether ICANN saw itself as participating in the forthcoming WICKET conference and so on. If you'll remember, there was some concern expressed at our meeting that, and our meeting with the ICANN board for that matter, that there didn't seem to be a clear strategy.
A strategy by ICANN, or that they didn't know whether they'd be included?
Both.
Well, you know, in the email that came out requesting that subjects be submitted for the open forum, it really sounded to me that you weren't supposed to list general topics, but to provide something with some meat and interest that could, you know, that people could actually get involved in the discussion on. And if we want to know about what's going to go on with that whole meeting and issue, then I think we should be clear about that's what we want, because otherwise it's just too vague.
Okay.
In my viewpoint,
so
it's too vague.
So would something in more of a question format suit that better from your perspective?
Yeah, it's, I mean, they want to prepare some stuff for it. And, you know, how can you prepare for internet governance? I mean, I don't know.
Okay. So I'm looking for a suggestion of a way forward here, and I think I'm hearing you say, you know, it's a very broad, big topic. We should be a bit more specific or ask a question.
Right. I think that we should be more specific, and I think we should be, you know, pretty direct about what our interest is.
Okay.
I mean, well, I kind of had a way in the past of just ignoring things, like when the alternate or whatever, the alternate names came and they all showed up at an ICANN meeting and walked around and were trying to sell the names. ICANN, they did not say one thing. They did not make a sentence of policy or position or anything. They just put their head in the sand and pretended those people weren't standing there making their case. You know, that's what they, that's how they handled that one. So, I mean, I don't know what'll happen now, but.
Okay. In the interest of time, maybe I could delegate Bart to work with you on developing a question on this internet governance heading. Yeah. And we could then share that on the council list. Would that be a good way forward? Would you be willing to do that?
Sounds good to me if Bart wants to do that.
Excellent. Okay, so let's take that one. And obviously it's a little bit tricky because the strategic plan was out today, as it were.
Because what?
The strategic plan was only published today.
Right.
This morning, UK time anyway.
Uh-huh.
But I would be very surprised if Roloff Group didn't have anything to say on the strategic plan. So I'd like to suggest we put that one on the topic list as well, and that's the ICANN strategic plan
right.
as a special topic.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just take those two, shall we, and be quite, one is a question and one is a discussion topic. Perhaps that might be a good way forward.
Okay.
Excellent.
Sounds
anyone
good.
Else, anything else on public forum topics? No? Okay, and a note from Cheryl here is that ALAC, we're meeting with ALAC as a council on Sunday at 10 o'clock. Okay, and the other item was Roloff raised, are we going to have our preparation meeting for the meeting with the other councils and constituencies? I'm assuming we were. Gabby, I'm looking for reassurance.
I'm sorry, I was away now.
Okay.
Sorry, what was it?
So just a reminder that we will need to schedule some time for the council as a team to prepare for the meetings with the other constituencies as we've done over the last couple of meetings. Can we make sure that's in our schedule, please?
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Leslie?
What?
Normally this meeting is scheduled for Monday, but that will say due to the high-level meeting, etc. We still can do it, but say we have this meeting with at large, with ALAC, and there is already an agenda. I think there is an agreed agenda, so we can share that one already, because that is on Sunday morning, 10 a.m., and it's probably not worth trying to have a meeting of the council at 9 a.m. to prepare for that meeting.
No. So maybe we could meet after the meeting with ALAC to prepare for the rest of our bounce card.
Yeah.
Sorry, Leslie, it might be just Gisela being magic, but she's put in a CCNSO council prep meeting at local time, 11 o'clock, in Queen's Quay 1 for the 16th in my calendar.
It's Monday.
So
yes, I think this is where we have the... This is where we have the publication of the high-level meeting coming in, I suspect, that might have changed a few of the arrangements made.
Yeah, so... Anyway, it's sitting in my calendar. I don't know where she got it from, but she picked it up from somewhere.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. Anything else?
Nope.
Excellent. I apologise. I do try to keep us to an hour, and then we have lots of interesting things to talk about. Thank you. Thank you, everyone who lasted. And I look forward to seeing you all shortly.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later.